To Show Me Today, and we are being joined by Christy Bergen, a researcher, a professor from the MU College of Education and Human Development, and senior author on this study that says positive teacher-student relationships lead to better teaching. Now, Christy, you're fascinating. You're brilliant. I love talking to you. But I'm going to have to tell you, some of my friends in the newsroom here said, from our duh files, this seems obvious, but you must have learned enough or something unique that warranted this study.
Yes, actually, I agree with you. It seems like something that would be obvious. There's been no empirical study of this done before. We've known for some time that when teachers and students have positive relationships, that the students are motivated to be more engaged in class. They work harder, they pay more attention, they stay on task. And we know that there's a connection between positive student relationships and student learning. So we assumed it was because the students are more motivated to learn. But some of the literature in organizational psychology suggests that adults are actually better workers when they're in environments where they have positive relationships with the people around them. So we thought, well, the same thing's probably true for teachers in the sense that they probably engage in higher quality teaching if they have positive teacher-student relationships. And we were able to confirm that with this study. And there's a couple of reasons why this is important. One is that there's a pushback going on in the country now about how the kind of soft side of education is not important. Mm-hmm. You know, we hire teachers to teach reading, writing, arithmetic, and really who cares if they have, you know, these positive, soft, warm, you know, fuzzy relationships with students. That's not what they're there for. They're just to deliver, you know, content. And this study argues, gives us evidence that those student-teacher relationships are really important for student learning. So it isn't an add-on. It's the very core of what teaching is about. And, you know, we have people that are policymakers in this state who don't believe that, who, you know, think that that's not what is really important in education. And so this study confirms for us and provides evidence that these teacher-student relationships really do matter. The other reason that this is important is the particular teacher instructional practices that we measured are rare in schools. We call them advanced teaching practices. Some people call them complex teaching practices. They're things that are really, really hard to do, especially they're hard to sustain, to do, you know, every day, day after day, because they're so difficult. And so that's keeping kids cognitively engaged, so thinking deeply about the content. It's getting kids to engage in critical thinking and problem solving, which, you know, you could argue is really what education ought to be all about. And yet it's hard to do that as a teacher, you know, to get 30 kids wrapped around in a lesson and doing, you know, really deep critical thinking. And then the other teaching practice that we measured was formative assessment. And what that means is checking to make sure every kid in that room is following along with you and is getting the lesson, so you're not leaving anybody behind. Mm-hmm. And again, that's a complex, hard thing to do on a regular basis.
It must be very difficult because of the 30, let's just go with 30 students, you'll have most of them want to learn and want to do a good job, but you'll have a few people, whether it be the class clown or the bully or someone who may have a learning disability but doesn't know how to communicate that as a distraction to the teacher. So it makes it harder for that teacher to be able to communicate equally with everyone.
That's always a challenge in teaching, but the more positive relationships you have with more kids in that classroom, the more everyone is going to learn and the higher quality teaching that you're doing. So it's important to reach those kids that are the hardest to establish positive relationships with. So our particular study did not address this per se, but there has been previous studies that have found that the students who benefit the most from positive teacher-student relationships tend to be children who are at risk for school failure. So all kids benefit from having a positive teacher-student relationship, but some kids benefit even more.
Christy Bergen, a research professor at the MU College of Education and Human Development, and the senior author of the study, Positive Teacher-Student Relationships Lead to Better Teaching. Anecdotally, I remember the names of my teachers who took the time, who went the extra mile. Back in those days, they could even hug you, and they could ask you how you're doing specifically, if you need anything extra, or we're making a connection, as opposed to the teachers whose back I only remember because they're always up at the chalkboard, or they're either that or handing out tests and collecting them, but that's our limited interaction with them. But it's the people, the teachers, the educators, who went that extra mile, who reached out to say, hey, you know what I mean? Are you on the same page with me? Are we talking? Because that type of human touch, I know, at least worked for me.
Exactly. I mean, I can remember a high school BSCS biology chemistry teacher that I had, shout out to Mr. Kreitz, that would hang out in his classroom during lunch, and all the kids wanted to hang out with him. I think we were hardly ever in the cafeteria. We enjoyed being in his classroom so much, and he'd chat with us, you know, like, I saw you at the track meet last week and you did a great job, and, you know, would really connect with the kids. And boy, we worked hard for him, you know. But I think also because he had those relationships, he worked hard for us. So it becomes this really nice, you know, reciprocal advantage to everybody in the classroom.
Well, we all want to be appreciated. We all want to be appreciated at work. And often we forget that a teacher's workplace is the classroom, and it's their job, right? Sure, and they have certain benchmarks to make and tests and standards that they have to live up to for the Board of Education, state standards, that kind of thing. But sometimes I think they may be overlooked in the way of being appreciated for who they are and what they do. But we spend more time with our teachers, just like those of us in the workplace. We spend more waking hours with our colleagues than we do with our family, for the most part, right, during the week. And so with this being the case, especially with young people, whether it be children or young adults, they're still sponges. They're absorbing this information, the knowledge, how to interact with one another. And when they see this example set forth by the teacher, I would imagine that helps them later in life to make sure that, whether it be in their eventual teaching someone or training a colleague or even in a personal relationship, about making sure everyone's on board and on the same page and moving along at the right pace together.
Exactly. Teaching is a relentless profession. You don't get days off. Even if you take a day off and you have a sub come into your classroom, you know, it takes you days after that to make up for being out of the classroom. It's this constant, very energy-consuming job. And I think that knowing how important these teacher-student relationships are for re-energizing teachers is really important and could help us address, you know, some of the issues that we're facing right now with burnout and you know, teachers leaving the profession because the last couple of years have been so difficult. This is, you know, one kind of tool in the toolbox to help teachers re-energize and be motivated to continue to be the best possible teachers they can be.
I know education, teachers, school systems, school boards, it's always been somewhat political, but right now it's a hot button issue. In Florida, we have that don't say gay measure. Now parents' rights about what's being taught and what's not. I think a lot of people were frustrated when the politicians were trying to dictate public health, stifling the people who are professionals, epidemiologists, communicative disease specialists, who knew what they were talking about, yet the politicians often thought they knew better. And it's coming down to this in schools in a lot of ways, and I'm not going to drag you into a political discussion on it, but I just find it interesting how they don't want certain things taught. You're supposed to go to school and learn. And sometimes you learn things that are ugly. Sometimes you learn things that you may not agree with. But willful ignorance is so frustrating to me. I know we're all ignorant of certain things, but why would you ever willfully want to be ignorant? And I would imagine that's frustrating with some teachers right now.
No, I think it's just, if anything, what this study reminds us of that we may have already known, but we sometimes lose sight of, is how important it is to have caring relationships with each other. You know, and I think that's will help us find solutions to things that seem a little intractable sometimes.
Well, and even though you'll have some people who say that's not the job, there can't be enough caring in the world, I don't believe, especially these days.
Right. A philosopher once said that morality comes from the memory of having been cared for. And that's so true. You know, it just
say that again.
This
please.
Is what students learn, that morality comes from the memory of having been cared for.
That speaks volumes today, doesn't it?
Yep.
Christy Bergen, a research professor at the MU College of Education and Human Development, and the senior author of the study, Positive Teacher-Student Relationships Lead to Better Teaching. Thanks for joining us on Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.